Morning, SP. Morning, Church. Let's start in word of prayer. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We thank you, God, with this another day. As other day, Lord God, that we could come to you in worship, in prayer, and in devotion, O Lord God, and hearing your word today. Thank you, Father God, for leading us by your Holy Spirit, leading us in all truth, O Lord God. And thank you for your word today, Lord God, that will be our light to our path and to our foot, O Lord God, and our life, O Lord God, and strength. Bless you, we honor you, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise. So please read along with me in Romans chapter 10, verse 11 to 13. We're going to read from verse 11 to 13. For the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. For there is no distinction between Jew and Gentile, for the same Lord is Lord over all, and abounding in riches for all. The Lord will be saved. Let me repeat that last verse. For whoever calls in the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen. Bless the reading of the word of God. This is a letter from Apostle Paul to the Church of Romans. And we know that Apostle Paul, his name is Saul before. That he's the one, his number one persecutor for all the people that is following the way. You know, the early church or the Christians, they called themselves the way, because during that time, the persecution is so great. And Apostle Paul, or Saul before his name, is the one, also one of the number one persecutor of Christians. And he even, you know, sick all the Christians, even get a high letter to the priest to authorize him to, you know, to sick all the Christians of the following the way, so that he may be bound all those followers and bring it to Rome. But now today, by the grace of God, Jesus called him to be an apostle to the Gentiles. And now this letter, Apostle Paul wrote mostly of the letters in the New Testament, and God tremendously used him to be apostles, you know, an evangelist and a teachers as well. Now, Apostle Paul wrote this letter, and in the first chapter, verses of this chapter, we know that Apostle Paul are teaching the people of Israelite or Jew, fellow Jews, that he knows that they really believe the Lord our God. But he said that not only by believing that they already say, but they need to know who they believe in. That the Lord Jesus Christ, whom they crucified and died and resurrected, that is, they're no longer living under the law, but they are living under the grace. And now we can hear, and also there are some other Jews that they are, you know, still believing and having the entitlement that because they are the Jew, that they are the one who are, you know, the first beneficiary of this, what we call saving grace of the Lord. But now Apostle Paul are writing to all Christians in this Roman in Rome that neither Jew or Gentile are, you know, are have this what we call this entitlement, but they have the same Lord over all, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said that for whoever calls in the name of the Lord will be saved. This is what Apostle Paul are trying to to share it to the fellow Jews in that place. Now, it said in the first, in verse 11, that whoever believes, what do you mean this, you know? Believes is not just, you know, it is not a wish, or it is not that what you just think, that, okay, this is what I know, or this is what I believe in. But believe meaning whoever adhere to or trust in and relies in him. So believing in this word is part of trusting and relying on him. Rely those who heard and received the word of God. Only those who can, you know, can trust and rely on the person. For example, you can only trust and rely a person if you know him and if you have experience going together with him. And here, believes is, you know, trusting the Lord and relying on him, those who heard and received the word of God. Because in Romans chapter 10, verse 17 said, so faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So believing is faith in God as well. So faith and belief, you cannot have or cannot just automatically put it in your head and your heart until you receive or you heard and receive the word of Christ. Because that is what we're reading in Romans 10, 17, that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of Christ. We cannot have the faith to believe in God without hearing and receiving the word of God. So that is what said, that whoever believes in him, it will not disappoint it. And he said that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be safe. What do you mean by this? Call on him is not a common gesture. You know, just like, you know, what we are doing here, that you can just call people to get their attention. It is a calling in faith and prayer. It is a calling in faith and prayer, that when we call unto the Lord, you call in faith and you call it in prayer, meaning you call in him because you believe that you alone, that he alone can answer the longing of our heart. He alone can save you. He alone can deliver you from this, the destruction that is destined for you if you remain in. Comes only after hearing the word of the Lord. And through his word, the Holy Spirit will work in your life, and then you will call unto him in faith. Even the faith that we have is the work of the Holy Spirit after we heard the word of God and receive it in our heart. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3 said, therefore, I want you to know that no one is speaking by the Spirit of God can say Jesus be cursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So even it is by the Holy Spirit that a one person can say in faith that Jesus is my Lord. So after we receive the word of God in our heart, and that the very word of God, the Holy Spirit, will work on the very word in our heart, convicted us in our sin, and then the Holy Spirit will give us this faith in our heart to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and by faith we declare that Jesus is our Lord. It is the work of the Holy Spirit, even the faith to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why when we say, whoever calls in the name of the Lord in prayer and in faith will be saved. But there is something in the Bible that mentioned that not all who professing or calling the Lord and even claiming that they done mighty things in his name and prophesying in his name, but they are not going to be saved. There are those people even mentioned in the Bible, which is we can be found in the Sermon of the Lord, in the Sermon of the Mount, in Matthew chapter 21, chapter 7, verse 21 to 23. It is written, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name and driven out demons in your name and done many miracles in your name?' And then I will declare to them publicly, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who act wickedly. This letter, in this Sermon of the Lord, which is part of the Sermon of the Mount, which is pertaining to living in the kingdom, that not all will be saved. And he even said that they drive out demons. They even said that they done miracle things and even prophesied in the name of the Lord. But there's a question in this passage, that these people that is professing that drive out demons in the name of Jesus, are they really have that power and authority to drive out demons as they professing that they have made in the name of the Lord Jesus? And we know, church, that, you know, in Acts chapter 9, verse 13 to 16, there is this one story, you know, that when Apostle Paul, when they are in a mission, and then in one place, and then people are seeing the signs and wonders that they are doing, that they are driving out demons, and even in Apostle's handkerchief, now people are get healed, and they are seeing this. And then one time in verse 13 of chapter 19, it said, "But some people also were traveling around and making evil spirits go out of the people." So there are these people that is spiritism, that they said that they can, you know, they can let go out the evil spirit in the people. They tried to use the name of the Lord Jesus to force the evil spirit out. And they would say, "By the same Jesus that Paul talks about, I order you to come out." Seven sons of Sceva, a leading priest, were doing this. You know, they are copying what apostles Paul are doing. These are the sons of Sceva. This is sons of the leading priest at that time. But listen, look at this in verse 15. "But one time an evil spirit said to them, 'I know Jesus and I know about Paul, but who are you?' Then the man who had the evil spirit jumped unto them because he was so much stronger than all of them, and they ran away from the house naked and hurt." You know, church, imagine these are the sons of the leading priests on that time. So they might be, you know, well-versed in the law. They might be, you know what is the truth. But it seems that in this time, they are copying Apostle Paul, and they even said that, declaring that Paul talks about, "I order you to come out." They are speaking with a demon, and they said, "By the same Jesus," we can say and understood in this very phrase that they don't know what they are doing. That they don't even probably have that intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and probably they even don't even have that power and authority, because they don't have the faith in Christ Jesus. They are using the name of Jesus without faith, and it is ineffective. And the devils know the person who truly has Jesus within him. For if the Lord Jesus is in that person, the power of God was in him or is in him as well. So they Using the name of Jesus without faith is ineffective. And those kind of people can never enter the kingdom of heaven. And only those who does the will of the Father will be saved. He said in verse 21. We cannot just say name of Jesus without faith and you will be saved. Because only those who does the will of the Father will enter the kingdom of God. So what is the meaning of this? For us to fully understand this story, that this, you know, people that is not that saying Lord, Lord, and they will not be entered in the kingdom of heaven. If we continue in Matthew 7 and reading verse 24 to 27, we can see now the Lord Jesus Christ is telling and giving this contrast between those people who receive the word of God by faith and doing it, and those people who heard the word of God, but they are not following or obeying the word of God. Reading in Matthew 7, verse 24 to 27. So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like wise men who built his house on the rock, and the rain fell, and the floods and torrents came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. This and receive and obey and live and embrace it, the word of the Lord. And verse 26, and everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain fell, and the floods and torrents came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell, and great and complete was it fall. These are the people who heard the word of the Lord, but does not following them, that does not, you know, receiving them, that does not have faith in the word of God. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ is telling to this parable that the very word of God is the very foundation of faith, wherein we receive the word of God and live the word of God and obey his word. And then we could, have faith in obeying the word of God, we can enter the word, that we can enter the kingdom of heaven. So meaning, church, that calling upon the name of the Lord and you will be saved includes hearing his voice, includes hearing his word and doing what he says and obeying and be a doers of the word of God. Let me repeat that. So meaning that calling to the Lord and we will be saved includes hearing his voice, hearing his word, receiving his word, and doing what it says, obeying and be doers of the word of God. In Luke chapter 6:46, even furtherly says, recorded by apostles, you know, Luke said that, why do you call me the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? So there are people who say, Lord, Lord, but they are not following and they are not obeying the word of God. These are the people that will not enter the kingdom of God. But only those who believe and receive and doers of the word of God will enter the word of or the kingdom of God. In James chapter 1, verse 23, verse 25 said, for if anyone is hearer of the word and not a doer is like a man. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, that having become forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. Hallelujah, amen. Church, this is a wonderful reminder to all of us. We receive the Lord Jesus Christ. We receive and we hear his word. This is a calling for us to obey and be a doers of the word of God. Yes, every Sunday we go into church. Let it be that the work of the word of God, that when we hear, will truly manifest in our life when we step, the moment we step on the door and leave the word that we heard and receive it. And it said in James that we will be blessed in whatever we does. Salvation in God is calling on the Lord, hearing his voice, receiving his word, and obeying and be a doers of the word. And as we come today into worship, let the Holy Spirit speak to us and convict us that if one way or another, just brushing away some words, and even sometimes we just, you know, if we like the preacher in the pulpit, yeah, we will listen. But if you don't like the preacher in the pulpit, you just said in our mind, let it be finished. Let's get along with it and just finish for 1.5 hours. And you enter, and when you enter in that sanctuary, you did not receive anything, and you go out the same when you are entered. But that's not the will of the Lord. That is not the will of God. The will of God is for us to really receive the blessing, receive the word. His word is a blessing unto us. Receive his word and live, that we may be blessed when we do the word of God in our life. So as we prepare and worship today, let's come to him and let's just, you know, God, if the Holy Spirit is telling you to repent, just repent and just come to the Lord with a humble heart. That indeed, that we need the word of the Lord. We need Jesus, that when we call and pray with faith in him, God will hear our prayer. God will answer our prayer. Amen. Amen. Step down into darkness, open my eyes, let me see beauty that made his heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. Altogether lovely, altogether worthy. so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became. Step down into darkness, open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God, and you're together lovely, all together worthy, all together wonderful to. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God, and you're together lovely, all together worthy, all together wonderful to.
Together worthy, all together worthy. all together wonderful to me. Worship you, Lord God. We honor you. We glorify you, Father. Thank you, God, for your great love unto us. In Jesus' name. Let's go now to our community prayer. As God, we come before you, Lord God. Thank you for giving us this faith, oh, Lord God. Intercede and pray for all those who are experiencing, Lord God, in cancer and going chemotherapy and radiation therapy, Lord. Let us pray. Also lift up those who are in infirmities, sicknesses, but also need saving grace of the Lord. So also pray for them that, no, God will continue to pour out your grace and mercy. Convicting their heart, changing the heart of stone into heart of flesh to receive the truth of the Word of God. Receive Christ in their life. Let us pray. Yes, Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord God. Touching them, Lord God. Thank you, God, for just your healing and miracles in their life. Thank you, Father God, for using your people to reach out. Pray for God, lay hands upon all those parts of the body that need healing, and let that faith arise in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Healing those who already have gone through it, but praying for God to also heal them, those who have been contacted with COVID, and pray that, you know, covering protection upon them, no, you know, long-term effect this COVID, and also pray for all the frontline medical workers for covering and protection upon them and their family as well. Let's pray. Covering them and their family as well.
strength and comfort and peace of God in the heart and mind. In Jesus' mighty name. So let's pray for those. Pray for God's provision. Pray for favor from God. The open door of opportunity for their employment. Let us pray. Cambodia, Oasis, my pastor, House, my pastor Jenny, or North Korea, Indoor Ministry. Pray for mission opportunities and pray for all the persecuted churches in the world. Let us pray. So let's lift up SB weekend gatherings, Sunday service, the Well, Speak Kids worship, hospitalities, SB youth, spin spill services and activities, classes and outreaches, and all the meetings. Pray, God lead us, the mighty presence, just like the prayer of Moses, that he will not go further unless the presence of God is be with him. So let's pray for the presence of the Lord our God. Every meeting, and let the anointing and the manifestation of His goodness be upon every meeting. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for being with us, Lord God. This weekend gathering, Lord, we pray that you are the center of every fellowship. Pray for your mighty presence, Lord God. Pray for the manifestations of your goodness and love. Congregation, Father, in every meeting, Lord God, let it be your name exalted and glorified. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. So also pray for the pregnant mom in our communities. Pray for Hina, Rachel, Johnny, and other mom that is, pregnant in our community. Let us pray. God, we pray for covering protections, Lord God. Both the mom and the babies, Father, thank you for the good health upon them. Thank you for your mighty hands, oh God, molding all the babies, Lord God, in the wombs, oh Lord God. Thank you for the joy and peace to the mom and the parents, oh Lord God. Thank you, oh Lord God, for wonderful blessing, oh Lord God. Life, oh Lord God, that you are giving that to them, Lord. Thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Also, let's lift up those of our church that just that we meeting today, Bowen, Hollywood, Mawan, and Southside. Pray for God's presence. Pray for God's center, Jesus' center, the fellowship, joy, and protections, and blessing. Each one of the house churches for the glory and the honor of Christ. Let us pray. Yes, Lord, thank you, Father God, for all those house churches that we meet today. Thank you, Lord God, for your mighty presence. Thank you for leading every house churches, God. You are the center of every focus in these house churches. Let it be, Lord, Christ-centered. based on the truth of the Word of God, fellowship, Lord God. Let your blessing, Lord God, let it be, Lord God, deliverance, let it be, Lord God, joy, forgiveness, God, because of your wonderful word that we share, that you are the one that is in the center and the focus of this meeting, God. Thank you. Bless you, Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, and also lift up, Lord God, continually. Be Zam, Lord God, for his good health. Thank you, Lord God, for laying hands upon him right now, Lord, and just bring full restoration of his strength, oh God, body, soul, and spirit. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your love, Lord God. Thank you for embracing him and his family, Father God, with your mighty, Lord God, hands, oh Lord. Thank you, O Lord God, for your joy, O Lord God, as continue showering him, O Lord God, and his family, Lord God. So we bless him, O Lord God. Father, we thank you for guiding us and leading us by your Holy Spirit, O Lord God. Have, Lord God, your mercy and grace for us, O Lord God. And forgive us, Lord God, that sometimes, O Lord God, that we fail, Lord God, to obey and follow your word. Thank you for your great mercy and grace upon us. Help us, O God, with the power of your Holy Spirit, to not only be hearers, but receivers and doers of your word, O God. Blessed you one today, Lord. And thank you, God, for those even listen online. Thank you, O God, for blessing us, O Lord God, when we're coming in, and blessing us when we're going out. Thank you, honor and glory, thanksgiving and praises belongs to your Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless, church, and have a wonderful weekend. See you again on Tuesday.